Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I haven't even talked about this part of Game 5. And I'll just read the text. Did Nick Nurse explain why he called a timeout to stop his own team's momentum?
He did.
What'd he say?
He said he had he had an extra couple of time. They take a timeout away under the three-minute mark. So he said it was like a freebie. He wanted to gather them. He thought they could use a little bit of energy. And he took the timeout. We've talked about, in fact, you were the first one that pointed it out, the way that Nick Nurse calls timeouts. He calls them a little bit differently than a lot of coaches do. I started to really hone in on it and pay more attention. He calls timeouts, as I like to say, on his terms.
Right.
He doesn't call the timeout when a team necessarily scores 7 or 8 in a row. He calls a timeout when he feels that he wants to kind of put an imprint on what they need to do, not reactive.
How
to
do you
what
look at something
team.
Like that?
I think he does that all the time. So I don't think what he did was abnormal.
Right.
Because I think watching him, he does that a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was like, oh, he got panicky or, oh, he did something. It was extra in the moment.
Right.
I just think he did what he's done all year long.
I actually didn't have a problem with it because I thought what he was doing, I thought he
Steve
saw
Kerr's
maybe
done
his
that.
Team.
We've seen him do that. George Karl used to do that all the time, like that timeout to just kind of.
Popovich does it too, the one right before the automatic.
About 4 minutes to go. Yeah. About 4 minutes to go, and you just, all right, we're 3 minutes. Let's finish this.
A lot of people were talking about that timeout, and I get it. It's easy to look at that as a delineation point. That to me is not the kind of, I guess, mistake that I, because.
Well, to me, the bigger mistake was not calling the timeout before the final possession.
Fair enough.
Like, I think that was a flat out mistake.
And what would be wrong if Nick? I think Nick Nurse called timeout because he saw his team was a little tired. They were up 6, and I think he just wanted to get them together and say, "Hey, 3 more minutes of great basketball, and we're the NBA champions." So I just want to make sure everybody's, fresh. We're going to get another timeout after the break. Hey, they came out. They didn't score. The Warriors did, and then it looks bad. But I agree. I didn't. That's not one where I'm thinking, boy, did he get out-coached there. Boy, did he try to outsmart himself. I just thought, he took a timeout. And you know what else, too, JD?
Well, there's going to be a timeout at the next dead ball anyway.
Right, right. Over the course of the season, there have been times when, let's say a team's been up on the Warriors 13, and it gets to like 8, and somebody will call timeout right away. And I'll say to you, that's a good timeout, because 8's going to go to 2 in a minute, and they don't even know it. So I actually did not think it was a bad timeout at all. I thought, okay.
All right, we're going to get, there's 3 minutes left, we're up 6, let's finish this. And to me it was about, you call timeout because you either want to make a point,
right,
or you want to set up a play, or because you're just tired, and you want to give your team a little bit of a rest. And so maybe he wanted to give his team a little bit of a rest. And again, it was under that notion of he was going to lose the timeout,
right,
if he didn't use it. So it was a free timeout in his mind. It was, we'll take the timeout, we'll take the extra rest, and we'll go from there.
And 510 says Nick Nurse's timeout was a rookie mistake. Whether it was unorthodox or not, he stopped his team's momentum.
For him, it wasn't unorthodox.
Right.
That's the other thing. He does that a lot.
Let's go to Jonathan in San Francisco. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, the Raptors, clearly, without Durant, they're a better team. But with Durant, we saw it in the first quarter, the spacing's just too much for the other team. And, we could just go at it. And the offensive flow for the Warriors is so much, better. But I'm not saying they don't have a chance. And I'm going to ride with you what we alluded to earlier, Matt. Something is brewing. I mean, let's just look at this Warriors. They're a collection of, they're not supposed to be this good. But they are. And you know what? They even became great, right, players and team. What have they been doing in the past five years is just setting records and breaking their own records. They're just doing a lot of these amazing things. And like you said, Matt, something's brewing. And I'm totally with you, Matt. I've seen this when they lost game three and said, hey, this is setting up for something special. The way this team is special, it's just in their DNA that this team, when people are talking, they can't do it.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, listen, if it were anybody but the Warriors, I'd be doing the na-na-na, na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. I would. But it's the Golden State Warriors.
And if it was anybody but the Warriors, the Raptors would be having a parade today.
That's a good point. You're saying if
here's another one.
If the Warriors other team but the Warriors wins game five against the Raptors,
guess what? I'm gonna throw another one out there.
Okay.
If Kevin Durant hadn't played in game five, the Raptors would be having a parade today.
Interesting. Hey, make sure you listen at 11:30. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of game six finals tickets. That's in 20 minutes. We'll be giving out a name that you'll need in order to win the tickets. You have to know all four names we're giving out throughout the day. So you want to listen at 11:30, 2:30, and 5:30. Each show will give out the name of one Warriors player, past or present. You'll have to listen to all the times to get the four names and have a chance to win tomorrow during the Joe Lowe and Dibs show. So at 11:30, we'll be giving you a name, and you put four names together. At the end of the day, you'll be going to game six tomorrow if you're the lucky winner. Let's head over to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Anna. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. It's the countdown to the final game at Oracle Arena. Game six of the NBA Finals is tomorrow, with the Warriors looking to tie the series up against the Raptors. And we are giving away a pair of tickets to that final game in Oakland. You heard Steiny lay it out. But in case you missed it, coming up at 11:30, Steiny and JD will announce the name of a Warrior player. Remember that name. We announced a name this morning, and we'll give you two more chances at 2:30 and 5:30. So give us all four of those names tomorrow morning during Joe Lowe and Dibs at 7:30 for your chance to win. But coverage of Game 6 will start tomorrow with Warriors Live at 4:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. And no word yet on Kevin Durant's MRI results. Keep it locked on 95.7 The Game for the latest updates. Can this team win without Kevin Durant? Steiny and JD will continue the discussion. Plus, Papa and Bonte will ask ESPN's Michael Wilbon at noon. Then head coach Steve Kerr will join the Dame Bruce Show today at 5. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Kuru on 95.7 The Game.
The segment sponsored by Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Visit Friedman's Appliance magnificent 25,000 square foot showroom and find more at friedmansappliance.com. Coming up in 10 minutes, I'm going to give you the name of a Golden State Warriors player. And we're going to do that again at 2:30 and 5:30, a different name. Each show is going to give out a different Warriors player's name, past or present. Listen all four times for a chance to win tomorrow during Joe Lowe and Dibs. And I've got a great question. And by the way, I have been looking all over the office for our assistant programming director to answer a question. Hey, Steiny, I was on a conference call earlier and I missed the first name announced this morning. Does that mean I can't win anymore, even if I listen from now until 6 p.m.? And that's what I discerned on my own. I think what you got to do then is go to 957thegame.com and listen to that morning show over the 7:30 hour. I think that'd be my piece of advice. And you know what? I hope I'm right, because I didn't check with the boss on it. So I'm just taking matters into my own hands. So there we go. Matt Steinmetz along with John Dickinson. Daryl the Guru Johnson, fingers crossed, driving to Sacramento as we speak, hopefully going to see his daughter's graduation. A little car trouble for the Guru today, but
the caddy was getting put on the back of a flatbed tow.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Guru Instagrammed his Cadillac. I forget what year it is. It's old.
It's a 92.
I think it's 2006 now or something. He upgraded. Anyway. no matter if it's a 98,
it's not a 92.
2004, or even a 2012, that sucker's not running right now for the goo. But it is on top of a tow truck, and hopefully he's rectifying.
I know a guy that knows a guy that can.
I was going to say up in Sac. I mean, yeah. Well, hey, speaking of knowing a guy who knows a guy, dude, my car got broke into again yesterday, and they took my computer that I had stole, a different computer that I had for 6 weeks after my other one got stolen.
I don't want to start the angry show.
I know.
But that makes me want to throat punch somebody.
It's my bad. I mean, I
and you got the new sweet iPad with the pencil.
I know.
Look at this.
I know. I got home and my daughter was like, "Did they take the pencil?" I'm like, "They took the pencil." Even when they were rifling through, I figured if they pulled the
pencil would come off.
The pencil would fly off, but it didn't. So I'll be heading over to get my window fixed right after the show today again for the second time in 2 months. But those are small problems in this grand world. Let's go to Steve in Newark. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
So, sorry for your car there.
Oh, it's all right.
But we all been there, you know?
Yep.
I wish I have. Okay, here's what I have to say. You start Bogut, and everybody's got a short hook. Because Bogut plays better at home, and Boogie plays better on the road. I mean, you can just look at it all season. Boogie just loves to put down the opposing crowd. He just loves it. He takes an attitude with it. So you and everybody's got a short hook. Everybody on the damn team. Kerr has to start looking at everybody and saying, "Wow, they don't have it tonight." Boom, another player. They don't have it tonight. Boom, another player. But you start Bogut, and Bogut knows good passes and great screens.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. I think he's right about the short hook for everybody. You can't. There are no friends out there. If somebody's not getting it done, okay. The text line is hammering me, and rightfully so. It was stupid. It was stupid. I know. I shouldn't leave electronics or a computer in the car. I have no excuse. I was at an establishment, a driving range. I go there twice a week. I'm in the parking lot. It's kind of up in the hills. I blew it. I blew it again. I blew it again. I blew it. And it's never going to happen again. But what's the old George Bushism? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you shouldn't get fooled again twice. Andre in Oakland.
I put a different tie to that second one. Maybe I'll let you know what it is in a minute.
Andre in Oakland, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? I got a little bit of a roster tweak. Just wanted to see what you think about it. I think definitely that, you know, we're looking for, you know, where's that third scoring? I think that third scoring has to come by committee. If for some reason DeMarcus, you know, can't get it going, he's like that freight train. He's not going to start off, you know, fast, but once he gets going, he's an unstoppable force. So if he's down there doing his thing, that's going to free up the Splash Brothers. But even if he's not, what do you think about if we were to move Draymond to kind of play that three position, right? So if we're looking for the scoring, let's stop relying on the bench to get that type of scoring. And at home, like, they've got to score near the rim. No more relying on McKinney for threes or Jarepko for threes. Maybe Quinn Cook can be that shooter, but, you know, the bench has got to score near the basket. And if you keep your bigs in, yeah, you're going to give away something to Serrano. They're going to try to put him in the pick and roll and try to abuse him. But at least they're not at the rim. And if they get beat, let them get beat off a jump shot. You got to give up something. So it's got to be, we got to keep our bigs in, have our bench score at the rim, not at the three-point line. If we can get that going inside, it's going to free up the Splash Brothers, and, you know, we're going to be, you know, riding home to victory. It's going to put a lot on the bigs. You know, they're going to have to get that footwork together, and Kawhi might have a big game, but ultimately, if we get the W, that's what counts.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. See, I think the natural third scorer is Cousins to start. I mean, not necessarily to start the game, but I think he will start. You know, this is when you need Cousins to get you 15 or more.
And for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to do that when you've needed him to do it going into the game.
Right.
The two times he's done it have been almost when he's been an afterthought.
Yeah.
As far as...
Well, you said it. You have to kind of treat him as a role
you
player
do.
Right
he's
now.
He's a role player right now.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Even if he starts, he's a role player right now.
Let's go to Raider Debater. What's up, Raider Debater?
What's going on, you guys? Love the show. Love the topics.
Thank you.
Where I want to go with, no problem. Where I want to go with is pretty much keys to the victory, and I want to focus more on turnovers and defense. So first of all, Warriors are averaging 16 turnovers a game. Now, if we cut those down to 8 in game 6, we probably win because we haven't had any under double-digit turnovers in any of the games. So I definitely believe that's a key, but really, truly defense. And the key thing, newsflash, is we have to stop Kawhi Leonard. I mean, this man, for my Avengers fans, this man has been Thanos. He has been an unstoppable force. He's T2, Toronto 2. I mean, he's everything you can think of. The man is averaging 30 points and 10 rebounds. I mean, he has more rebounds than anybody in the finals, Warriors or Raptors. So it's not so much the length that is killing us with the Raptors. It's Kawhi Leonard that we need to keep off the boards. And what we need to do is get the ball out of his hand. Definitely, if we need to double-team, triple-team it, I say do it, because they have their main role players have been regressing. And let me give you some stats on that. So in the last 2 games from 3, Lowry has been 1 for 10. Green has been 1 for 10 for 11 from the 3-point line. Putrid numbers. And Siakam,
yeah,
after his miracle 32 points that he scored, he's only averaging a pedestrian 14 points after that. And he's actually have not hit a 3-pointer since game 1. He's 0-12 since game 1. So I think we double team, but even if we have to go with the janky defense, maybe we go with the box in 1, you know, and make sure Kawhi doesn't get the ball and then try to have their shooters kill us, because they've been regressing pretty bad.
Got you, Raider Debater. Remember in game 1, a lot of people thought the Warriors were loading up a little too much on Kawhi Leonard, and that maybe they needed to just rely on their man-to-man defense.
I think the Raptors have too many shooters to where if you really leave them open, it's death.
Well,
they still got to make the shots.
They do.
But
they do. I do think the looks they got in game 4 were pretty good. Were pretty good. Where Danny Green and Lowry made a bunch. So,
but you got to make them. And you know what?
You do. It's going to be on the road.
As you get closer to closing out a series, do those shots get tougher to make or easier to make?
Tougher. Tougher.
I think they get a little tougher to make.
The 510 saying Steiny hit up Alden at Better View Auto Glass. Does quality work. And he gave me the guy's phone number. See that? And a lot of people are disappointed with me on the text line, JD. And they should be. They should be. But how about this?
How many times have we gone somewhere and I've got my bag and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to bring it in. Like to a restaurant or to a, you know, where you get an adult beverage, a bar. Yes.
No doubt.
It's like you just got to do it.
Speaking of what you got to do, Chris Mullen. Chris Mullen is the name. It's the second name of the day. There are 4 names of Warrior players or former Warrior players. If you know all 4 of them, given at 7:30 this morning, 11:30 right now, 2:30 and 5:30. And if you don't know the name from 7:30, go to 957thegame.com. 957thegame.com. I even got JD to look up because he knew. He's like, what's Steinmetz talking about? He can't get it out of his mouth. You're right. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. All right, here we go. And this is what's, how about this? The 408 says, I work in law enforcement and the thieves now have scanners so that even if you hide the electronics, they know it's in the car. That's scary.
That is scary.
That's scary. AD in Walnut Creek. How you doing, AD?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
The Warriors are a better team than the Raptors without KD. It's just that 2 things. I think they need to play better on the defensive end. And I think some of that is coaching, because you let me know what you guys think, but I think all the switching in this particular matchup needs to stop. And they just need to man up, and you lock down your man. You know, and to the point that, you know, if there is a pick and roll, then yeah, you know, maybe you'll switch on that. But for the most part, you stick with your man, and you lock him down. and that will avoid a lot of these like free rebounds that Ibaka gets and some of these other things, and it'll make people box out better. The other thing I think they need to start, they don't need to start, but they need to play Bogut and Boogie together. Stop the whole Gasol and Ibaka. And I think for this game, working the ball inside and getting it out will get a better offense. And for those people who can't shoot threes or are missing them, the Jarebkos, the Cooks, the McKinneys, if you're not hitting your threes, then just man up and drive to the rack. If they're going to give you the wide open shot or wide open lane, drive in. Someone's going to collapse. That's going to collapse, and it's going to give, you know, offense to somebody else. But you can't stay out there shooting a bad shot or a shot that you're definitely going to miss when you have a better chance of getting to the stripe or anything else.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Anytime anybody says use two bigs for the Warriors, I almost don't even think about it. I go, ooh, I don't know. And it's probably not fair, but they just never do that.
No.
They never do that. And now
you're not going to do it now either,
right? And if you've watched the Warriors play for 5 years, you know, play Bogut and Cousins together, it's like, damn, that's just not going to happen. It's just not.
Now the closest thing to it would be if you play Jordan Bell with Cousins, which they did some in Game 5,
right?
And I think that's something that you may go back to if you're going to, you know, you play Looney at the 4, although you're not playing Looney at the 4 anymore in this series because you need him to play the 5. So. Yeah, you're not going to see it.
Let's go to Fillmore D. What's up, Fillmore D?
Hey, what's up, Sonny? I got a few things to say. First things first, don't put the bag, however you keep getting your car broken into, don't put it under the seat, put it in the trunk. I don't care if they have device, whatever kind of device they have,
yeah,
that detects electronics. They're not going to waste time to go in your truck.
Well, wait, hold on a second. Hold on. If I have let's just say I have a computer under the chair, under my seat. You're telling me they still?
Yeah.
Why?
They're much more apt to get it under the seat than in the trunk. That's a great call.
It takes longer to go in the trunk than the.
Plus, you look.
Your car,
plus, it's unnatural.
But here's my question.
It's unnatural to be looking in the, like, but, if you're, why would you try to jack somebody's trunk? You know what I mean? It's just unnatural.
But do people just break the window? Like, I don't think they saw the backpack, is what I'm saying.
They had to see something. They're not just breaking in and looking for papers. They got to see something.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. No. You wanted to talk about the Raptors. Fillmore, call back, man. I think you wanted to talk about the Raptors, too. Fillmore D, call back. Leroy in Oakland, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick. My friend just got his car broken into, and he had nothing on the seat, nothing in the car. He had an SUV, and I think they go more for the SUV, Steiny, than anything. But he had nothing in his car, but I digress. Hey, listen, the Warriors are still the better team. They were the better team going into this series, and they're still the better team now. It's been a great series. It's what we all wanted. You know, I'm a diehard Warriors fan, but a very close second is that I'm an NBA fan, and I'm able to enjoy this series. And Steiny, you're not going to believe this. Last night, I had a dream that the Warriors started Jordan Bell and Sean Livingston, and we won the game. So start Jordan Bell and start Sean Livingston.
All right.
You guys have a great
day. All right. You had me up until the very end there. That's not going to happen either. Steiny, they are professional thieves, and you are a part-time hider of your electronics. They're going to find it. How?
Well, you may, you know.
Somebody said I'm being targeted.
Maybe. I was going to say maybe. Possible. It's possible. I mean, it's not impossible that.
So the same people maybe broke into it twice? Or
maybe people are thinking you got something.
Well, this is
worth taking.
Yeah. PSA, homeowners or renters insurance. All right. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
So a couple of points. I just think, you know, as far as watching the entire series, I'm just pretty frustrated watching our defense, right? I think even without KD, if you look at it on paper, we are a better team. Leonard had one game where he went off. The rest of the time, he actually looks tired to me. What I'm really disappointed about, if it's Cook or McKinney or Cousins, I think we should definitely start Bogut to get the defensive presence started. Plus, he makes smart passes, less turnovers. But our pick and roll defense is pretty horrible. How many open threes are they going to get in the corner? They're obviously hitting them. So I do think we're doubling Leonard too much in the beginning, and then they're getting open threes that they're hitting. And if you look at the end of every quarter, which is what the Warriors were very good at, closing quarters out, and this is, I think, from the Popovich kind of era, Leonard.
I guess we lost Joe. Lost Joe. I don't see Bogut starting. I see Cousins starting.
I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure, just because he hasn't played well when he started. And especially the two games at Oracle. You know, it's so funny. We were having that conversation initially when Cousins came back about him. He doesn't play well in Oracle, period. Like, I buy that now. I wasn't buying it before. But, I mean, this team as a whole hasn't played as well at Oracle as they have on the road. That's actually why tomorrow's game concerns me more than Sunday's game 7.
Why?
Because the Raptors have put it on the Warriors 3 times in Oracle this season. And okay, you want to say throw game 3 out because the Warriors were shorthanded, fine. The Warriors looked as hapless and helpless as they have all season in the second half of game 4. They were getting picked apart.
I guess, like, I don't...
I
like,
can't explain it.
I know, like, yeah.
And it doesn't mean that tomorrow's going to be the same. But that is a thing. The Warriors, all season long, this year, 18-19, have not been as good at home as they've been on the road.
That's
a fact.
That is a fact.
And it's a fact in this series.
But you
they
know
won
what?
Two games on the road
And it's a
three.
Fact in this series. And you know what? For some reason, I give it no credence for tomorrow.
Okay.
But of course, if the Warriors lose, see, this is the thing that's always kind of funny to me. If let's say the Warriors lose tomorrow, we will go back and say things like they never did play well at home this year. They never really did get clicking. They had that great start, then Curry got hurt, and the whole thing with Durant. You could see it. You know what I mean? Like, if the Warriors don't win it, we're going to be able to say, well, we should have known they weren't going to win it. The whole year didn't go as according to plan. And yet if they find a way to win 2 games, now it becomes a storybook Cinderella. There's such a fine line between just total elation and, like, the biggest – I mean, I don't think this would – if the Warriors don't win it this year, how would you – would it be a calamity? Would it be – how would you characterize it?
To me, the simplest – way I would characterize it is, well, Durant got hurt. Couldn't play in the finals. The Warriors were able to get some big wins without him, but ultimately they couldn't win the championship without Kevin Durant. And if that sucks, but that's reality. And you know what? You probably are left thinking, and I certainly am after watching him in game 5, if Kevin Durant's healthy at the beginning of this series and plays the whole series, the Warriors probably win it. I saw enough in game 5 to think the Warriors end up winning it. But again, I thought the Warriors, because I had the Warriors in 6 in this series, and that was based on Durant playing maybe the last 3 games of the series, 4, 5, 6. Okay, didn't quite work out that way.
Right.
But I thought they had enough to get it to a point where he would come back and help enough and be healthy enough to where they would finish it off tomorrow night. But he clearly wasn't healthy enough to come back and play multiple games, let alone one half of one game.
From the 650, Steiny, don't you think Cousins will play better if he comes off the bench?
I kind of do.
So when he comes in, the starters are a little tired.
I don't know what Steve Kerr will do, and I typically would say start him because he's got the name value. But for tomorrow, I almost feel like you need to go with a better defensive group at the very beginning of the game. So if that means Bogut matches Gasol and is just better defensively and you play him a couple of minutes, and then maybe you play Cousins, maybe you play Bogut for 3 or 4, and then you play Cousins for 3 or 4, and then you play Looney for 3 or 4, and then you go back to Cousins at the beginning of the second quarter. Maybe that's the way it goes tomorrow, and you set it up that way. But I think the way the Raptors just went at Cousins, I almost think you can't give him that opportunity right off the tip.
Interesting. Yeah, I like
that. That could be a total overthink, but.
Well, I didn't think about the fact Cousins comes in against.
The Raptors are looking for weaknesses.
Right, right.
The Raptors are looking for weakness, right? And if you give them that Cousins,
I mean, honestly,
slot again right off the jump, they're going to say, all right.
Well, I mean, honestly, when people say they should start Bogut and not Cousins, I'm like, well, who cares? It doesn't matter. They're both.
I could see him starting Looney.
Care. Then maybe it does matter.
I could see him starting Looney and then playing Bogut and then playing Cousins.
All right. I see that. I didn't really look at it before. Right. Right. Steiner, you got off easy. I had a buddy whose car kept getting stolen by someone who apparently used it to run errands. And then it would be parked in a different part of San. And this is the funny one. This is why I love our listeners. Hey, Steiny, can I put some broken electronics into your car? I don't have time to go to the dump.
Just let him get taken.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You got to be able to take it if you can dish it out. Let's go to YB in Oakland. Hey, YB. YB in Oakland.
Hello.
How are you, man?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about y'all?
Doing well. What do you got?
I was just calling in actually for a couple of reasons. I didn't get that first name at 7:30, trying to look at the website to try to get it. Can't figure it out. Also, I am a super fan, and I need to be in the building. I've been at all the watch parties. I've been at most of the games. I missed one game, but, you know, I see a lot going on, and I feel really bad for KD. He gave everything to us, and he is a Warrior, and he's going to stay a Warrior. So many people keep saying he's leaving. He's going to leave and all this stuff, but they need to know that he truly loves his team. If he didn't, he would have did what men like LeBron do, right? When they get hurt, they just sit down, and even if they know that they're not going to make the playoffs, you keep fighting, you keep going. He sat down for the rest of their season, and they didn't even do anything else, and he didn't help them. So I see that us as a core group, we're coming harder together, strength in numbers, and we will win this. It will be a slim win, but we will win this for KD, for the whole Dub Nation, for everybody who believes and believed. I've been a fan for over 21 years. I'm 38, so I know about this. I know about us when we were losing and when we had no chance, and now we have more than a chance.
YB, thank you for the call, but you are only 38. You're still a child in this world. You're such a young woman. Man.
All right.
17 years. No, I'm just saying. She's got a lot of years of being a Warrior fan ahead of her, for sure.
I'm feeling good about you saying that, too.
That's right. Dude, I'm telling you. By the way, I got to tell you. Let me just shout
out.
But
again, I'm 38 going on 25, as we've noted.
No, still 25, maturity level. Anyway, I got to thank everybody on the text line for giving me serious advice, also keeping it light, and giving me some real insight onto this. The thieves can use a Bluetooth scanner like Bluehound to search for any Bluetooth device, telling them the signal strength and direction, meaning when they see you drive into a parking lot, they can tell what type of electronic item you have. All right. It's over. It'll never happen again, ever. Bill Campbell wants to talk Andrew Bogut. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Matt.
Bill is say it again.
One, here's what I see.
Psychoanalyst. No, hold on.
For me, he has better hands than Cousins. I mean, that game where Boogie, you know, gave up three turnovers practically in a row, those could have been maybe 6 points our way. I think he's better coming off the bench. He's not going to be as much pressure on him. Bogut's a better screen setter. Bogut is a better shot blocker. He cuts off the middle. Those guys are driving on us like crazy. Also, I'm wondering, why doesn't Kerr ever play, when we talk about playing two bigs, how about Looney and Bogut, or Looney and Cousins, and Looney at the power forward, where we can dominate the boards a little bit, because it's like we give that up all the time. We're one and done with that small lineup when Gasol's grabbing everything, and I just think, why not go with the healthiest lineup to start with, and then move things around. What do you think on that one,
JD?
That you could do.
Thanks, Bill.
That I think you could do. Because Looney could play the four, but you need his minutes at the five, though.
Right.
So that's
right.
The only question mark there. But yes, Looney and Bogut, Looney and Cousins, you could do, in theory.
I should have asked Bill. He's a psychotherapist. I should have asked him why somebody would get a laptop stolen out of a car and then 2 months later keep his laptop in the same car and the same thing happened. I mean, Bill could have given me an answer. You know what Bill probably would have said, JD?
What's that?
You really do look for the good in people, Matt. You believe that people are good inherently.
That's a fact.
And maybe that it's time not to think that. I'm blown away by... So how about this? Apparently, if you have your laptop in your car, you got to turn it off. You got to turn it off. Because if it's on, then they got a device where they can try to hook. But if it's off, the Bluetooth won't be able to pick it up. So, Christian Cupertino, how you doing, Christian?
What's up, fellas? Hey, Steiny, I just want to let you know it's a lose-lose with the car situation. I had my car parked in the dog patch overnight about 2 years ago. Got broken into. Everything was taken. About 3 months later, I had to park it in the same area. Put everything in the trunk. Everything in the glove box, it was clean as a whistle in the inside, and somebody still broke in, emptied the glove box, popped the trunk, and emptied the trunk. So no matter what you do, man, thieves are going to be thieves. So keep your head up out there.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate the call. Somebody's saying it's because I drive a Tesla. Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I wish.
Tessie the Tesla?
I wish. I drive a Chevy Volt. About as middle of the road as you can get. I actually thought, I guess.
You shouldn't be telling people that.
It does, I mean. You know what?
People are going to come down here and look for your car.
I can tell them right now. My car right now is in West Oakland with a busted out window in the back seat. There ain't nothing in the car, but go ahead and go through it if you want.
But hey,
it's on Center Avenue. I mean, what are you going to do?
People are taking notes because at some point you're going to replace all your electronics.
I think I'm getting a new car is what I'm going to do. Drew in San Leandro. What's up, Drew? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, Steiny. So the thing is, if you put everything in the trunk and it's at, like, daytime or short time, they're not going to pop the trunk because that sets the alarm off.
Yeah, my alarm never went off.
Right, because did they ever open the door?
No.
Opening the door, see, that's it. They break the window and hop through. Once you open the doors or the trunk, that's when the alarm goes off.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
You're right. Turn everything off, put it in the trunk, and when they look in it, they won't see it, and they don't want to open the trunk if it's not an overnight. Like the other guy, you know, he probably left it overnight, so they don't care about that.
Yeah, you got a little time to go to work at that point.
Yeah, good idea. You still think you think the Warriors are better than the Raps, though, huh?
Yes, the thing is, you know, there was a point, right, JD, where the Raptors lost like 4 out of 5 this year with Kawhi. So I'm thinking, look at that film and see what those teams did right. And also starting Bogut will help you because he sets the screens early and gets the Splash Brothers hot. And then pull him, put in the Loon or Boogie to get you some points. But setting the screens early will get the Splash Brothers going. And then as far as, you know, this is not rocket science, but if you can look at those games where they got beat, figure out what they did right. And then if we can see a return of Game 6 Clay, I mean, you know, that guy, he can trademark that name. He's so good in Game 6. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it. Yeah, they have people watching drivers park and then where they go, and then they call or text someone else to come check the car. Happens around my restaurant. All the time. They're called lookers, and they're usually at bus stops.
It makes sense.
I am getting a lot of, why don't you just take stuff out of your car when you leave? And you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's the ultimate. Just keep it. You know what? I'm keeping it with me. You want my stuff?
Come roll
you're
you?
You're going to take it. You better take it from
out
me.
Out of my cold, dead hands?
You better take it from me.
Nice. Somebody's saying, what color is my car? I don't know why that would matter, but it's white. Does that matter?
Again, I guess it's Steiny.
What? Like, what? Who can't? But they can, listen, The bottom line is I won't ever do it again. So who cares what kind of car I have unless they just don't like me.
Well,
they can't take the car. It's an electric car. I have the key with me.
I just wouldn't be so inviting of, yeah, my car's here and it's this color and...
And I'm going to go all in.
Now, I'm telling
especially
you...
Especially when you're already on the record, Steiny, saying, hey, yeah, it got stolen,
right.
and I put it right back under the seat.
Right, and I'm now on the record saying I'm the dumbest MF going, and it ain't happening no more, all right? So, yeah, okay.
Now maybe they'll take a little time to get your trunk.
Listen, the white car was the last one on the lot. I wanted black. They didn't have black. I didn't want to wait. I said, give me white. License plate, I'll tell you the license plate number tomorrow, guys. For those who were sincere and were trying to help today, I thank you. For those who were clever and made me smile, I thank you. For those that are mean-spirited, that's still pretty funny. All right, Papa and Bonte are next. They got Michael Wilbon at 12:05, and I don't know if this is true or it's going to change now, but it says John Dickinson at 2:30. Thanks for listening, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.